Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What is up? Happy Friday.
Yes.
That it is.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
And I, after all of the preseason harumphing and consternation and back and forth on what was or was not being done by the New England Patriots, Curtis, I cannot believe I am here this morning to tell you that your New England Patriots are 9-2 on this NFL season.
You know,
after a win last night.
When you see guys, whether it be Brady or Tiger Woods is a good one, guys that won all the time when they first got into their professional career, and then you see a lull. You know, one was done because of Perkins. Another was done because Kraft and Bill Belichick didn't spend on the team. And then when you win to get, when you win again, the elation increases. You are so much more grateful when you've won before, when you win when you lose a lot versus when you just win when you arrive.
I got to tell you, it's also so much sweeter when you get to my age. I didn't know we'd ever get back here during my lifetime. And it is, we're dynasty forward. Like I feel, Wiggy, do you not feel like we're dynasty forward around?
I feel here? Like you have, and I think I heard it might have been Jones and Keith talking about it or the afternoon show. I can't remember.
Well, what time was it?
That I definitely can't remember.
Do you know the day?
No.
Or how about the month?
I can barely remember last night. If it wasn't for me taking notes on the Patriots game, I probably couldn't tell you what happened. But when you look at the making of a dynasty, right? It's about the ownership, the coach, and the quarterback.
Yeah.
Do you have those pieces in place?
Yep.
And I believe you do.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yep.
Say it again, coach.
And yep. The making of a dynasty starts with the ownership willing to spend, the coach and the quarterback, and it looks like, you know, you have those pieces in place.
And the best part about last night is, and this was a headline immediately after, it was like, in a season of upsets, the Patriots still continue to win. Like, that was a game that you look at what the Chiefs have done, what the Bills have done this season, and the games that they've given up that they absolutely should have won.
Right.
The Pats, it wasn't their best game. It wasn't their cleanest game.
No.
But they was never worried about them. They
remain with the issue of giving up points on their opponent's first drive, and doesn't seem to, I'm not going to complain about it because it doesn't seem to affect the way they play afterward.
Right.
Drake May is able to utilize everybody in that wide receiver room. And so, Mac
Except
Collins.
Kyle Williams.
Yeah, well, he tried. Wrong shoulder. You're going to put that on Drake May?
They missed, what, three times? Kyle Williams cut off a route. He should have kept going down the field because the safety dropped into the to cover the crosser.
And then Drake May threw it left shoulder.
Williams turned to the right.
Kyle went turned to the right on that.
The one on the sideline?
Yeah, second one. Yeah. And then the first one was just a mess.
Yeah, I think the sideline one was just they were – because you never catch a ball over the left shoulder like that when you're running a go route. So that one looked like maybe he didn't widen it a little bit because you're always supposed to look at over inside shoulder, your right shoulder, on the inside shoulder, because if you're on the right side of the field, it would be your inside.
Right.
And I think that one... I think that one just was like maybe he could have got a little bit wide.
So you're putting that on Drake.
No, I'm not necessarily. I don't know. I don't know what the route. I don't know. He ran a go route, and I know from running a million go routes, you never catch the ball looking over your left shoulder when the quarterback's inside of you.
Okay.
So the X, the Z, vertical route.
Thank you.
Trying to get deep in the weeds for you.
I mean, great game.
Well, that's how you start every day.
Well, you know, I'm trying to help the people out, Curtis.
Unbelievable game for Mac Collins. Maybe my favorite moment of the evening was Steph Diggs after catching the pass for the first down and tossing it to the cheerleader.
Of the day he became a dad. Yeah. That is next level.
I feel like there may need to be some sort of a test done in the near future to see whether she is with child.
No.
But, it was
write his phone number on it, too?
No.
Hey, the ladies love Steph Diggs from what I hear.
Yes, he's very handsome.
From what I hear, he brings it. I mean, that's the word on a street.
It's just...
Strong swimmers.
It is just... an extraordinary spot to be here when you maybe didn't think you would. So, New England Patriots with a win, not zero trap in that game last night, and you can talk about it all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. And if you want to do that, you can call 617-779-7937. That is the same number that you can text the show at, and it is the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Coming up on today's show, Leeds in about 10 minutes. They set it at 7:20, and that includes what Mike Vrabel said last night about Drake May as the MVP of the league. And the chants get louder and the whisperings of the insiders get louder. And it is, I guess, a legit possibility that your quarterback is going to be the MVP of the league, which is awesome as well. So we'll get to that during, they set it at 7:20. And then the news coming up with Courtney at 7:45. And if you see Tom Brady's Pokemon cards, please alert authorities immediately.
What is this?
If you happen to see Tom Brady's Pokemon cards, please call the police. You're not aware of this. I'm shocked, first of all, but we'll get to it during the news.
So, I can't wait for this.
Bit suspicious.
Hasn't
seen it at all?
I haven't.
Well, I guess
you guys accuse me of every Pokemon theft there is. I've
very
never once
interesting.
Stolen from anyone.
Very interesting.
Who knew TB was a big Pokemon dude?
Yeah, well,
he knows how to make money.
Card vault by Tom Brady.
We will get to it. We'll get to it during the news.
Interesting.
All
right. Okay.
All you guys ever want to do is talk about Tom Brady.
And then Hill Notes at 9:20. On today's show. So you can leave a voice note for us at any time on any topic, and we will play those coming up on Friday morning during the 9 o'clock hour. What?
Can I just say one thing about last night as well?
Yeah.
The uniforms, the best rivalry uniforms I've ever seen.
Wow.
Those Nor'easter uniforms. You were right, Wiggy. They should have done the pants too.
Should have done the pants, but I still rock with it.
They are sick.
You know how sick they are? You want to see something real sick?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Coaches, for those, this is radio. Coach is taking his headphones
off. We are on Twitch. We should be on a TV station around here.
I agree.
Wigs.
Hold on a second. Whoa, he's got the 85.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Stacy James, listen, that is amazing.
Oh my God.
Is it your last name on the back?
Stand up in that thing. If it says Henry, then we got a real problem with the Patriots organization. I need to see the back of that thing. Flip it.
Yes.
Wow.
Right, it's got Wiggins on there.
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah, that really is.
That is sick, Wiggins.
Wow.
Shout out to IKK and the Patriots for hooking your boy up with the Nor'easter gear, too.
You know when it happened? It happened when you were whining to Ninkovich on Wednesday because Ninkovich had received one in the mail. And so, what?
And I got one of these, too. Nice old school. Nor'easter color Pat Patriots. What do you call these, quarter zips?
Oh, yeah, that's not right. I
love that.
I want one.
Well, you got to play for the team.
I guess so. I mean, I could play have. For the
team. Or just complain about it.
You know what's crazy is I kept getting a text. Did you get your package?
Oh. And you weren't answering it?
Could have come from criminal or anybody.
No, it came from...
that has several different meanings.
No, if it happened during the game, it could have related to the running back.
No, it came from the Patriots alumni that I, you know, do a lot of stuff with and everything. And I was like, no, I didn't get it. And I hadn't checked my apartment.
Oh.
But then when I checked, I was like, okay. And then when I saw it, I was like, all right, representing.
Yeah, that's sick. I mean, they are. I agree. I mean, I don't... They're awesome.
They're awesome.
I don't know, like, whether it's the best rivalry, whatever. They look great last night.
Yeah.
They really did look
great. It might be the best helmet in the sport. That, like, white, kind of, like, almost like matte helmet with the logo was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That quarter's all right, Wiggy. Dope.
I mean,
For all the people who can't see us, I'm going to put it up on my IG.
That's a full flex right there.
Yep. Yes. You know, today's Flex Friday, right?
And not to tell you what to do, Wiggs, but that would be a hell of an auction item, autograph for the foundation.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be great if we did that today on the show. If you autographed that, and then, Curtis, great idea.
That is an unbelievable idea.
There are kids that would love that if you would do that right now.
Great. I mean, let's see.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I thank you.
Let's see if Monday we can get another one.
Let me open the phone lines up. We are auctioning.
Ken's losing his mind.
So you'll sign that now, take that off, and then we'll auction that off. That's great.
Game worn.
We'll see about that, Gregory.
That is great.
I'll see if I get another package. If I get another package, I'll auction this one off because I got to keep one for the collection.
Of course. Right. Do you get them like framed for a man cave or anything?
Well, I only have my Super Bowl worn jersey.
But you don't have like a Minnesota, Carolina?
I have all those. And I haven't got them all framed yet because, you know, I no longer have a man cave.
Mm-hmm.
But I have all of them ready to go so, you know, when I do eventually have an area to put them, maybe in a museum,
ooh,
I'll be able to put them all where they need to be.
What type of museum would that be?
Museum in the apartment.
What are you, Barack Obama? Like, you're building some massive Wiggins library?
I am.
Eastie
museum.
Greg, you know how long the audio tour component would be?
It'd be a very in-depth audio tour.
I see.
So, right. Well, shout out to the Pats, though.
You deserve it.
Appreciate it.
And you deserve it. This is Walter from Boston to get us started this morning on a Patriots Friday. Good morning, Walter.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, and congratulations, Coco. And Wiggy, yeah, the shirt is crazy.
It's awesome. But, beautiful.
But, I mean, I was skeptical of Diggs, too. When they signed him, I didn't know what he was going to have left. But if you look at it, he's on pace for like a 90-catch, 1,000-yard season coming off an ACL. Like, I mean, to me, I want to know you guys' opinion. I think he has a Hall of Fame career. You guys have a good day.
Yeah. I mean, he certainly isn't. If the question was he going to be washed, he certainly is washed.
No.
And so, I don't know about Hall of Fame or
what.
I mean, that's a ways away. Yeah. But you can count on him if you want to, I think, past this season. So.
Yeah.
Just
depends if he wants more money, if he feels
I'm sure he's going to, but it also depends, I guess, what ends up being available out there and if you're going to pay somebody and all of those questions, because as it is right now, like the way that they are using him and in the way that he is responding and honestly, the leadership part of it is the guy is way more than I thought he was going to be. His entire value to the football team.
I was going
to
say,
it's unbelievable.
With the leadership part of it, like, wouldn't you give him more money if he asked? Like, it seems like this coaching staff has figured it out. They all love him. The team responds well to him. It seems like he's getting the younger guys on board. Like,
well, I would ask the room this question, and I think it's a great question. Is it Diggs performing at that level because of Diggs, or is it Diggs performing at that level because of Drake May?
I thought you were going to say Josh McDaniels.
Well, you know what I mean, but Josh McDaniels, Drake May is kind of like a package.
Can I say something positive about Josh McDaniels?
Yes.
The play design to get Travion Henderson his third touchdown, tremendous. Well done.
Job shot. Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, huge game for him last night, too.
Yeah, three-piece.
You have been spot on about Travion
Henderson. But Diggs, what do you guys think of that question?
I think it's Steph Diggs. Because there's been other seasons he's been a problem, so he needs to mentally buy in.
No, but I'm talking about the production, right?
If
you had, and I'm not saying that Diggs is not a great player, but if you had a younger, more talented guy in a role like Diggs, would that elevation be to the next level because of the skill set?
I just would say Diggs is a guy you date, don't marry.
I like that.
I would, if this season continues, I would keep him on this contract if he'll play for it.
Yep.
If not, I would trade him.
Yeah,
because Diggs has been more talented in that he's been faster, not coming off an injury, and younger, and had bad seasons with quarterbacks that were pretty good. So it's Diggs's buy-in to this offense, knowing that he needs a big year, especially in the areas that he's been judged prematurely badly when it comes to a leadership role. And right now, he is going to cash in if that continues, and I wouldn't do it if I were the Patriots.
Could you marry somebody else and still date him? Like, could you?
Oh, like Cardi B?
Yes.
like A.J. Brown. Could you marry?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, like yeah, that. That's definitely what I'm
That's what I'm talking about, too.
That's definitely where I think he's a solid 1B guy, right? Yeah. But because of his age and just, you know, I mean, he's getting older as a wide receiver. He's not as explosive as we remember Diggs when he was Vikings Diggs or Bills Diggs.
He's perfect for this offense.
Yeah. Perfect.
I want to keep him right here.
He is 1B. Can you imagine what he would look like with a 1A?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Back Kirk Herbstreit loves his Ohio State Buckeyes.
Herbie!
Whew. I think he's right about Travion Henderson.
He is.
He might be the last one still on the Justin Fields bandwagon. I was a holdout until about week six.
Although it was pretty funny.
He's like still on the Fields bandwagon. He loves his Ohio State Buckeyes.
He loves Justin Fields, trying to defend Justin Fields. But in the course of doing that, he goes, look, everybody, I know he struggled in Chicago, and he struggled in Pittsburgh, and he's struggling with the Jets.
Yeah.
But it's not for a lack of like ability or whatever. And I'm like,
but it's for everybody else's surrounding him, failing him.
That's
basically what it was.
Sucked everywhere. And so here's one thought I had watching Justin Fields play last night. I'm usually not the, hey, why don't you move the quarterback to another position? Yep. First of all, it's usually dripping with racism when people say that, right? Like, usually it's like covered in racism when they're like, Lamar Jackson should be a receiver.
Right. No one was like,
because. And you're like, why?
Put Drew Bledsoe at tight end.
Yeah,
right.
Why are you going to say that?
Yeah.
Why do you think that? But you have like MVP, even like Urban Meyer, when Cam Newton left Florida, he's like, you should be a tight end. It's like, or he can be a Heisman winner and an MVP. But
sure.
Regardless, but like Fields is different because you can at least see with Lamar and Cam Newton, I don't know, the ability to play quarterback.
Yeah.
Fields is like broken because he had flashes of it. I liked him coming out of college, but he sucks out loud. He like gets some space and then will throw the ball 5 yards in front of the receiver into the ground. Or he'll throw it 5 yards over the receiver.
No,
He's horrible throwing now.
The worst throw. There were a lot of bad throws last night for him.
Yeah.
The worst throw. And in fairness, if Mitchell could catch, he would have had a little bit more production.
True. Mitchell stinks too.
But no, the worst throw Fields had, I was talking about this with Nick before the show. It was late in the game. The running back was like 5 yards in front of him, and he threw it 150 miles an hour at the running back. And I'm like, you can't, like that. That's why he stinks.
But there's something that you can.
The Adonai Mitchell one where. Wide open on, I think it was like a third or fourth down that Mitchell quote unquote dropped was thrown 4 feet behind him.
Oh, it was a bad throw.
It was not a walk in touchdown.
That was the second one. He still should have caught it, but that was a bad throw. The first one was a perfect throw to Mitchell, though.
But
Mitchell
like,
just dropped.
There's something there with him. It's just not quarterback because you see the touchdown run that he had. Harold Landry had it sniffed out and then didn't even get a hand on him. There was the other play where it looked like a 4 yard loss. Gonzalez and I forget who else were behind him, and he picks up the first down.
Yeah, that was like a third and two, four. Third and two? Fourth like, and two? What was that? Third and two, I think. And
he
should have lost yardage, and he got the first down.
He should be like one of those like lightweight tight ends. He'd be nasty. Like, put him in the slot, have him carry it 6, 7, 10 times. I bet he can catch. They tried throwing to him, but it was like covered. Nice play by Chase.
It's like a back shoulder throw.
It's a better throw than any. Yeah,
it was the best Jets like, throw of the night.
He's like the one guy that you watch and you're like, yeah, you should move positions.
Okay.
He should try something else. But that's a separate topic for another day.
No, just Herbstreit, though, on Fields was kind of embarrassing. He's like, well, that's his best throw and play right there. And he runs. He's like, that's your best play as a quarterback.
I looked this up. During the course of the broadcast, I also looked this up because nothing if not curious, right? Like a cat. That's why my friends call me Whiskers.
Bro.
He just missed Mike Vrabel, I believe. I think Kirk Herbstreit went to Ohio State. He's like an Ohio guy, just like Vrabel is.
He said last night Vrabel coached his kids. You hear that?
Yeah. Flag football, his kids. So maybe they – but, like, they're both from the state of Ohio. I think it was, like, late 80s Herbstreit was there. But I think – Vrabel's freshman year, I think Herbstreit had just left. But I'm sure they, like, obviously knew each other back then. I'm sure he was on like recruiting visits while he was the quarterback at Ohio State. So it's very incestuous. There's a lot of overlap there with Ohio State.
I do think he's right about Travion Henderson, though. And he said this early in the game.
Yeah.
And Henderson does, like, pack a wallop, can lower a shoulder. He's a more physical runner than maybe his frame would let you know. Now, I don't want to go too far with Henderson's night. Huge fantasy night. Like, you have Travion Henderson in fantasy, or you're Mark in Medford taking the two touchdowns, not the rest of his bet, but the two touchdowns. Like, great. But in terms of actual production, I mean, 62 yards on 19 carries, nothing to write home about. But I feel like he's looked like he belongs over the last month. You know, it started with the Browns game. It continued in the Atlanta game. The Tampa game was the big breakout. Last night, national audience, 3 touchdowns, another big game for him. But I feel like over the last month, where we were begging for it for the first 2 months of the year.
Yeah.
Over the last month, we've finally seen what we all expected to see and what we saw flashes of in the preseason. He looks like he belongs, and he's just another weapon they have on offense, where now Diggs with another 100-yard game. Like, primetime Steph Diggs. He did it against Buffalo. He did it again last night. Monster games in primetime.
Awesome.
Hollins is real solid. Booty, when he's out there, has been great this year. Hunter Henry, not Mr. Thursday Night, getting in the end zone last night, unfortunately.
That was kind of a buzzkill.
Coulda. That one May pass that was going for him got deflected. That was lined up to be a touchdown. But they have some weapons now, and Henderson is in that group. And this was something we talked about all offseason. We're like, do they have any weapons?
Yeah.
They kind of sort of have an abundance of them now.
Yeah, they do. And I think, honestly, now, I know we were upset with the fumbles and everything, but I think getting Ramondre back when you can, just to take a few carries away from Henderson so that this can last longer. I don't know if he's a 25-touch guy on a weekly basis. Right, like he ran hard, he ran strong, but even in college, he didn't do that. He split time in college. And I don't think he's built for a guy to take quite that many hits. But, no, what you saw out of him was good, and they were relying on it. And I think, honestly, didn't it feel like they were doing some of that just to see what they had out of Henderson? It seemed like there were some plays where maybe they even knew they could have picked it up throwing it, and I feel like they were like, well, let's really see what we got in this guy. Let's really see what we have with the O-line and with him, because we're going to need this later in the year. We're going to need this in a cold weather game. We're going to need this in the playoffs, so let's try to do that now. Because I think if you just dropped Drake May back and had him throw it all night, you probably would have found a lot of open receivers.
Oh, for sure. And May and Diggs from day one have been on the same page. 105 for Diggs last night, 9 catches on 11 targets. The two incompletions were drops. Mm-hmm. So that I only say that not to dump on Diggs, who's been great all year. You're allowed to drop it every once in then.
Yep.
But May's just dialed in. I mean, those were both, I think, great throws, certainly catchable balls that Diggs could have reeled in. May talked about the connection he has with Steph Diggs after the game. Here's what he said.
No, that trust was built up, probably when I was in middle school when he was playing in the league. It was long ago. You know, guys like him and Hunter and Mac. You trust those guys for what they've done in this league. And I just try to give them chances. And, Steph, and you break a couple tackles, get in the end zone. But, those guys are great for us tonight.
Primetime Steph Diggs, 10 for 146 against Buffalo, 9 for 105 last night against the Jets. So that's what he's done. You guys can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Here is LJ in the car. Get us started today, LJ.
Hey, let's go. 9-2, baby. Hey, guys, let me premise what I'm about to say by letting you know I had the over. And so this is what disappointed me.
Sorry to hear that.
End of the first – no problem. End of the first half, Vrabel holding on to those timeouts forever, letting the time tick off. I mean, there was at one point he could have used that first one, and they still would have had an extra 20 to 30 seconds. Probably could have got closer for maybe a touchdown attempt. Instead, they're scrambling to get that field goal off, which they missed. And I understand, the rationale behind it. Maybe they're afraid the Jets are going to get the ball back and they score. But what have the Jets shown you to be afraid of that?
So, LJ, I think that was an interesting drive, especially on the heels of last week. We were all just goo-goo gaga over Vrabel and how he handled it going into the half. Drake May, they intentionally didn't try to score on first down, stuffed on second and third, goes for it on fourth. They get the touchdown to Diggs, and then they score again coming out of the half. So this was the opposite of that. I didn't have the same issue he had. I didn't mind saving the timeouts. I think it's smart to save the timeouts, and I disagree with him. I don't think they were scrambling to kick a field goal. They called the timeout and kicked a field goal.
Yeah.
Borregales missed it. I just didn't think there was any urgency. Like, I just wish they were moving a little quicker.
No, I think it was the smart play, and they actually, I think Al Michaels and Herb Street, who I'm not my biggest fan, but like I think they did a good job sort of describing it, like, because it was, what was like, third and six. They're like, let's see if they pick this up, because if they don't, they don't want to give the – not that the Jets were going to do anything, but, like, that was all part of the plan, and there wasn't any kind of rush. Like, they had an opportunity to score.
I think all that was fine.
Yeah, I do,
too. But how long did they take after that, after they picked up the first down?
I mean, they still had chances down there, and they just weren't able to do it, and they had time to line up and kick the field goal.
No. But I'm saying you could have gotten closer. You could have had an opportunity at a touchdown. Like, I just feel like they kind of frittered away – some of the opportunity there is all I'm saying. So, to me, I just felt like there wasn't enough urgency bleeding that down. I don't mind saving the timeouts. In fact, when they had 30 seconds and 3 timeouts, they're in a pretty good spot. I just feel like if there was a little more urgency earlier in the drive, they could have been further down the field and closer for the Borregales field goal. I mean, look, a 45-yarder, he should have made the kick. That's mostly on him.
I was going to say, it looked like there was 34 seconds. It was third and six, and then they had the penalty. So then it was first and 10 at the 50 with 27 seconds, pass incomplete. Then it was second and 10 at the 50, 10-yard pass, 20 seconds. Then they had another pass. Then they had a run. And then they ended up using their timeouts and kicked a field goal.
Yeah.
I mean, so what is that? They had, after the penalty, they ran four plays.
But I felt the exact same way that the caller did about this. I get not wanting to give Baker the ball before halftime.
Oh, the Jets, who cares?
What the hell were you worried about with Justin Fields? Like, why were you so worried about that? Go get your points.
Yeah.
And really step on their throats. 617-779-7937. Zach is in Brighton.
Yeah.
Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. So I just wanted to call. I got you on speaker. I'm with my roommates right now. We're on our way to Montreal, for the Bruins game.
Oh, hell yeah. Rivalry's back.
Yeah, the rivalry is back.
We're pumped.
Brag, Zach, maybe you'll see my buddy. I got buddies on the way there.
Shut up.
On the way there. I think they're going tomorrow. But
no
I got buddies driving up tomorrow. Montreal, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Get awesome. Ready for it.
We're wondering how many Boston fans will be there.
How many?
So.
A bunch. How many roommates?
We got two of us in the car right now. We got a Honda Accord bombing it up to Montreal.
I like that.
That's fun.
Get some beef jerky for the road trip there. You make that happen. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We will. So we all watched the game last night. We were talking. I think Diggs is the most impactful offseason signing league-wide. Not only is playing unbelievable, but just the juice he's brought to this team, the wide receiver room. And just everybody there. I'm so happy he's a Patriot, and I think it's jersey time for Diggs.
All right. Zach, you and the roommates.
Was it jersey time?
Yeah, he's going to go get the jersey, yeah.
Get that Nor'easter jersey, which looked mint.
Yeah, text line disagrees. It scrolled away, but text line said earlier, like, imagine how good May would have played if he wasn't in that ugly jersey. You simpletons, you idiots.
I'm going to say something right now.
Yeah.
It's the second best jersey they have as a franchise. The Pat Patriot Reds with the white helmet, the guy snapping the rock.
Pat Patriot.
Never going to be top.
Then the Nor'easter.
Yes. Now, that's not the biggest compliment, because there's a lot of dumpy ones.
Do you have any nostalgia for the early 90s
ones?
Okay.
The 3D Chris Lades?
Yes.
I have a little bit of nostalgia for that.
But you prefer this?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was so good last night. I really like this. The all-white helmet, real nice. The blue. I also liked even how Drake May, I don't know what was going on. Was it his cleat or his, like, the lower part of his sock was a little bit of red?
Yeah, it was the cleat. No, it was the cleat.
Like that? Somebody asked me, so one of the fashion police asked me last night, do you like the blue sock or the white sock? I'm partial to the white sock.
I saw this analysis
white
that you gave.
White sock, white shoe.
I saw you said that. I think
now,
I like the
pants
blue sock.
Are different. No.
Well, I do.
White sock.
Well, that's what
the
I
guy
like.
Asked me, he didn't ask you.
Well, I'm now giving my 2 cents on this.
But no, these uniforms were awesome. And that's a good question. Maybe we can unpack it even next week. Is of all the off-season acquisitions,
mm-hmm.
how like the most impactful? So not necessarily the best player that moved, but like Steph Diggs,
who's better
on
than
pace
Diggs.
For a 1,000-yard season for a now first place team.
Well, the Patriots lucked out on that one, to be honest. And I want to give them credit because I was not in on Diggs at all this offseason. He's been unbelievable, and I was wrong about that. But remember, they wanted Godwin. And
yikes.
If they would have actually paid the freight, because I think something suspect about their offer, if they actually paid the freight and matched what Tampa would have given them, they would have had Godwin, and that would not look anywhere near what this is looking like Diggs and May.
I mean, jumping out, Sam Darnold obviously going to Seattle would be a good one. He's made a big impact for Seattle. Micah Parsons with the Packers, I mean, that was a trade, not a signing, but... Those are some of the ones that sort of stand out, like teams that are doing really well with some new faces on there.
Well, shout out to the roommates. They're on the way to Montreal.
Yeah, you'd recommend a bunch of beef jerky.
Well, I don't know if they're going 89 or 91.
Yeah. Right to St. Catherine Street.
If they're going up tonight,
careful,
Keith,
gentlemen.
This is why I don't think my buddies could. Their wives wouldn't allow them to go on a Friday night up to Montreal.
No.
And God, go Saturday morning to the game. Thank you very much. But yeah, no, Super Sex.
The city that never sleeps.
I don't know if Super Sex is still open.
I would hope it's closed. I would hope for everyone's sake that it's not there anymore.
But good luck to the roommates driving up there now.
Yeah.
617.
I've had a few.
A few what?
A few small beers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Back here, WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday after a Patriots 27-14 win over the Jets. You got Ted.
Well, you got over your left shoulder
Days
there.
Oh, Thunder.
Yep. Cold trickle.
We were talking about that the other day.
We were talking about it the other day. Travion Henderson with that, you know, with that big run against Tampa Bay where he saw that little alley, that little, yep. You know, it's the same thing. Cold trickle. And his pit master, Harry Hogg, says, hey, you can make it through that. Trust me, you know, I believe in you. And that's the same thing with Travion Henderson. Trust you.
Got to go high, Cole. Take a line you can drive through.
That's it.
No, Harry. Go around those wrecks. You can drive through it. I know it in my heart.
Woo!
Let's do it, Harry.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
There you go, Cole. Tell him, baby.
Did that movie come out in the 90s?
No, it sounds like 80s.
Yeah,
it's the most 80s sounding movie I've ever
might
heard.
Might be early 90s, though.
Okay.
It was directed by the great Tony Scott, who did the first Top Gun as well.
Oh, there you go.
He did.
It sounded, yes, this is right. The music
quick,
that comes
side note, Tony Scott?
Yeah?
No longer with us.
Oh.
You know how he perished?
I don't.
Off a bridge. Is that enough was enough. I'm done.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's awful.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Anyway, that is, we digress.
Yes. The 2-minute drill at the end of the first half, which is something we've been looking at lately, the way they're finishing halves, decisions that are being made by Mike Vrabel and Stretch and everybody else. What'd you think of the way they executed even before the field goal attempt that was missed by Borregales?
I thought they kind of not a hack job, but they missed an opportunity. They could have gotten 3 points easily. And Fitzy, you weigh in on this because I just thought they mismanaged their timeout. They didn't call a timeout after that second play.
Correct.
And it was third down, and they let it go. Right, Fitzy?
They did.
Go,
yes.
Go, buddy. Because there's just a lot of time trickled off on that on that play, and I think they missed an opportunity there, Fitz.
They were aggressive, two-minute drill style all the way down the field until they got into just outside of, what do you call it, the gray area, the extended red area?
Yeah, the gray area.
Yeah, okay. They got just outside the gray area, and they decided to play it conservatively, mismanage the time, don't take a timeout. They've been throwing 5, 9, and 11-yard passes, got all the way down to about the 40, and then they just ran straight into the line and played for the long field goal, which was, I haven't used this phraseology so far much this year to describe the Patriots. It's a little bit of a conservative, if not loser's mentality. Hey, let's just settle for the 45-yarders, guy. No big deal. I'm sure Borgalis will make it. No, you play for the 36-yarder because that's an easier kick to hit. And guess what? That kick was probably good from 38 to 40, not 45.
Fitzy spitting fire, spitting truth right now, because there's two opportunities where I think they messed up. So after that, it was second and 14, they completed a pass to Travion Henderson for 8 yards, so it made it 3rd and 6. Right after he completed that pass and went down, they should have called a timeout. They did it. Tick, 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 tick. So now it's 3rd and 6. And then he gets sacked.
Yep.
But there was a penalty, so the clock stopped. But they let a lot of time off after that 2nd and 14 completion that, to me, bit him in the end. And then they had 13 seconds left on that play where they ran the ball for just 1 yard. Mm-hmm. Where they could have, like Fitzy's saying, 13 seconds, you have a timeout. How about get a 10-yard gainer or an 8-yard gainer in the middle of the field as opposed to a 2-yard run play? And I just thought they botched that. And they're getting a little cute with the end before the half kind of two-minute drill. And to me, it kind of bit them last night. And Fitzy's right. What are we doing? You have Drake May. That isn't Cam Newton back there. Right. That isn't Mac Jones. You should be aggressive in those situations, not conservative.
And the flip side, the opponent to me matters. It's Justin Fields and the Jets. Why are you so worried? No. But why are you so worried? So let's say you screw it up, call a timeout, then you don't get the third down and have to punt the ball away. Is Justin Fields going to toast you like he's Patrick Mahomes
in
or Josh?
10 seconds?
He's running a high school offense. He's running the speed option.
He's not Baker Mayfield from the week before.
No. So to me, that's also
Josh
part of...
Josh Allen.
Right.
When they did that, they did the kind of the same thing against Josh Allen.
I get that sometimes when the other quarterback gets in your head and kind of freaks you out. But Justin Fields, the Jets don't want him to be their quarterback. They kind of wanted to bench him, but they couldn't bench him on a short week. So you were afraid of that, and I think that was the issue. And I will give, Herb Street was all over this in real time. Even to the end, Herb Street was like, you know, maybe they'll take a shot at the end zone here, and you have the best deep ball thrower. Maybe you can get a touchdown, or you could do a 10-yard out.
It was the rare occasion. They're trying to get cute for the double score. It was the rare occasion of complacency, not urgency. And that has not struck me as McDaniels and Vrabel or Drake May ball all year long.
I don't know that you can blame the missed field goal on it, but like, and I get the distance, Fitzy, you're right. The distance is part of it, but also the air, like the confidence, you know, there's a different feel. You kind of just backed your way into this instead of like balls to the wall. We're aggressive. We're going for it. I don't know. I didn't like
it. Can we flesh this out a little bit? Let's flesh this out. So who do you think ran the 2 minute when Tom Brady was here? Did Tom Brady look to the sideline to see if they needed to call a timeout, or did he just call a timeout?
He did what he needed to do.
Who's running the 2 minute right now?
I'm gonna guess Josh.
Josh, right? Or Stretch, or Vrabel, but it doesn't feel like it doesn't. The 2 minute operation isn't. They're not on the same page.
Yeah,
they got to get on the same page. Mm-hmm. Drake's got to. They got to teach Drake how to figure it out, or they got to be better in the 2 minute, because I do worry that the way they handle the 2 minute is going to bite them in the butt later.
It feels that way, the way we've seen these things. But I would also argue, just real quick, that isn't that make sense with a young quarterback as you're sort of working through things? Maybe this is one of the last things to check off.
Yes.
Giving him autonomy in a 2 minute drill.
Yes. I would say that would be probably the hardest thing to really master early in your career.
And with how quickly he has been advancing, it'll probably, in a couple weeks, maybe we won't be bitching about this.
Correct.
Maybe we'll see it differently.
That's fair.
And one more nitpicking, I think. Teddy, what'd you think of Kyle Williams?
You know, he's got so much ability. But you got to run the right place, and you got to be in the right spot. There was a play, and I can't remember exactly, but Kirk Herbstreit basically said Kyle Williams ran ran the wrong route. He's supposed to adjust to a safety.
Right sideline.
Yeah.
The ball just kind of, and he cut it or
it
something.
It wasn't even close.
I actually thought they might get intentional grounding.
Right.
That's how bad it was.
It was, you could go, oh, Drake missed that read. No. That was the receiver that missed the read. So that shows you that the Patriots have a route before the play, and then once the play starts and the ball is snapped, they rotate to some different, and then the receivers and the quarterback are supposed to know that the route changes based on the defense. The quarterback knew it. Kyle Williams did it.
Yeah, and there's really no argument to be made for Kyle Williams there. Right, like, you know, we've seen Drake May. He's on the same page with everybody. Now, there was also one down the left sideline, Ted. I don't know if it was a back shoulder throw or just supposed to be a comeback. I don't know. It fell incomplete. It was like a 15-yard route that just fell incomplete. And again, it's funny. Who's the target? Kyle Williams. So even though Drake got defensive when this was brought up, you remember that? Was that last week? Somebody asked him about his being on the same page with Kyle Williams, and he got very defensive. Well, they're not on the same page.
Well, because he's got his boys back.
Right.
So, you know, Steph Diggs, 11 targets, 9 receptions. Matt Collins, 5 targets, 4 receptions. Hunter Henry, 6 targets, 4 receptions. Kyle Williams, 3 targets, 0 receptions. So not good.
Yeah, so how about we work on him as just a get him in space, catch and run guy like last week? Like that seems to, he's not quite ready for the finer points of the offense. All right, Ted, great job with the TED Talk.
You.
Thanks for inviting us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.